pay attention to this, because there's a deep meaning in it. إِذْ أَوَلْ فِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا. They said. And now who are they? Nobody know the name. And nobody know even their number, because there's an argument about the number. Why didn't Allah tell me the name? And why didn't Allah tell me the number? Because it doesn't matter who are you, and what is your name, and how tall you are, and what color your eyes is. The most important thing is, what did you do with Allah? Because what he described here is neither their name or their family or where they grew up. We don't even know where is the cave. I mean, people say it's this place and this place. Nobody knows. And most of the scholars tells you, don't say anything. You don't have a proof. Some says it's in Jordan. Some says it's in Palestine. Some says it's in Egypt. We don't know. You know why? It doesn't matter. Because the location is not the issue. For example, Allah puts me here. Does it really matter I am in Irvine? No, he's not going to tell me I put you in Irvine. He can tell me, what did you do when I put you in Irvine or I put you in any state or any place? أول فتية إلى الكهف. Why? They were young people, right? And they say they were either Christians or before Christianity. But for sure it is after Judaism, because I'm going to tell you why. What did they do? They were living like you and me in a city. And the city was run by a king. And the king was strong and might. And he wants everyone to believe in Allah, but also they have to worship idols. No, idols. These young people, and this applies to all of us. We're living in a non-Muslim country. People around us not worship what we worship. How many of us are fitya? How many of us are those people? Immediately they said, we're not going to do it. They talked to Allah. فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا. First they talked to Allah. آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. They're talking to Allah. They left their city, not their friends, not their neighbor, not the social media. You really have to think, when Allah gives you a story, how can it apply on me when I'm living here? I'm not living at that time. But there is influences. They were influenced, or they were exposed to influences. I have the same exposure, but they have different names, right? They have a king. They had a king who pushed them to disobey Allah. I don't have a king who pushed me to disobey Allah, but I have so many influences called social media, called friends, called society, called culture, and called me. Because sometimes when I'm alone and none of these are there, I still disobey Allah. It's me. So the influences are every time, everywhere, at time of Rasul, before and after. What did they do? When I am exposed to a fitna, a test, and this one is test in my deen. Don't pray. When we go home, we'll pray. Don't pray in the school. Everybody will look at you. Don't pray at work. Don't put your hijab. They will not hire you. I don't know how many of you have heard this. What did they say? رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. They turned to Allah and says, Ya Allah, shower on us your loving mercy. وَهِيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. Make it easy for us. Guide us. They didn't say, I can do it. I planned it. Or no. I'm not going to be different. Look at everybody. Why I want to be different? No. They know it is difficult. They know it's a challenge. Turn to Allah and says, Ya Allah, guide me. Ya Allah, show me. How many of us, when we are tested in our deen, when I am in that gathering, or those friends, and everyone or majority are doing things I know it's not pleasing to Allah. It's Maghrib time. Very few, if any, got up and prayed. And now I'm the only one. Should I get up? Or everybody will look at me. And they say, oh, look at her. And when they were in this, they turned to Allah. And they said, guide us. That's the first lesson you need to learn from when you are faced with a challenge in the deen. Turn to him on the spot. This is on the spot. آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً. If it is not you, who's gonna save us? And the rahmah came in the decision they made. وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. And guide us. Make what we say is guided, is pleasing you. What we are going to do is pleasing you. How many of us do that? Honestly, young and old, how many of us, when we're faced with a test on the spot, I don't do anything, I don't pick up my phone, I'm not going to turn to my friend, I'm just going to turn to him. Even quietly, guide me, save me, keep me strong, show me what I need to do. Don't make me say this, it's not pleasing to you. Do we do that? Again, don't answer me. These are all questions we learn. Remember, I told you last week, every Friday we are supposed to read. It's not an obligation. It's a highly recommended sunnah. Because every week I need to be reminded. Because every week I am faced with this. وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. Immediately, look at this. Allah said, فَضَرَبْنَا. Immediately we responded. Don't you think Allah don't listen? And don't you think Allah will not answer you? Then you don't know him. You better know him. But the way he answers is not what you want on the spot. It's on the spot, but could be completely different. And if you are that person connected with Allah, he will probably will give you exactly what you want on the spot. Immediately Allah said, ضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ أَذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ عَدَدًا. We made them not hear anything. It's again a figure of speech. Why? Because if you hear, there's a lot of noises, you're not going to sleep. There's a couple of things makes me not sleep. Noise and sun. Why do you think people wear the eye cover? Or they put the blackout? Or when you are traveling, if you're traveling overseas, they make the plane very dark. Why? They don't have electricity. Of course they do. But because they want you to sleep, because light stimulate the eye, and noise stimulate the ear, I can't sleep. And Allah says, we made them not hear. How? That's his miracle.